If you spend any time on Twitter, the online service will be sure to advise you what's trending. That's the Twitter equivalent of trendy, what people are telling each other about right now. Earlier this morning, the trends in the Washington, D.C. area included Jersey Shore and Pearl Harbor. It matters what trends, because those little listings become an advertisement encouraging more people to pay attention to that topic. Sometimes a topic that seems like it should be hot, like Occupy Wall Street, does not trend, which has led some activists to charge Twitter with censorship. But as NPR's Laura Seidel reports, it's not about censorship, but about algorithms.
Getting a spot on Twitter's trending topic list has become so important that television programs hire consultants to help them get there.
And it's such an honor to be singing this song with Christina Aguilera.
The voice really set the tone.
That's Jason Pollock, a social media consultant. The Voice became one of the most popular singing competitions on TV with the help of Twitter. Teams of young singers like Raquel Castro get coached by stars like Christina Aguilera for a competition.
This is an amazing opportunity. I'm only 16 years old, and it's kind of nerve-wracking because I haven't performed that a lot.
As competitors are training for the competition, says Pollock, they tweet with some help from paid staff. They put pound signs in front of important catchy phrases to create hashtags like Team Nakia.
They had them really operating fast, and they were pumping it out, and they had hashtags going, and they were asking questions and doing polls and really engaging stuff.
And when those hashtags hit the trending topics list on Twitter, more people started to watch The Voice on TV.
If you start trending on Twitter, people on Twitter will turn that show on. So, you know, where everyone is obsessed about the ratings, well, here's a new tool to up your ratings.
Or bring attention to your cause.
Let them go!
During the tense moments of Occupy Oakland, freelance journalist Susie Cagle was following the Occupy Wall Street hashtag.
Just looking at how often I was tweeting, let alone how often others were on the same Occupy Oakland hashtag, there have been times where that hashtag is scrolling and updating so quickly that there's no way I can keep up.
Yet it struck her as odd that Occupy Oakland wasn't on trending topics even after weeks of protests.
And to not see those things trending a month in was surprising.
On blogs, some Occupy Wall Street activists charged Twitter with censoring its trending topics list. Why were there trending hashtags like what you find in ladies' handbags or things thirsty people do? Twitter's Matt Graves says it's because the protests have been going on for weeks.
We look at trending topics as a reflection of what people are talking about more right now in this moment than they were a minute ago, an hour ago, or a day ago.
And when Graves says we, he's really talking about Twitter's secret algorithm that sorts through 250 million tweets a day. It's designed to search for the sudden appearance of a topic in large volume.
And that may mean, for example, when Steve Jobs dies, you know, that there are different trending topics around that. It may mean on a local level, when there's an earthquake, whether it's in Oklahoma or in California, being able to go and see, well, you know, is earthquake trending in Oklahoma right now?
There had been thousands of tweets for Occupy Wall Street regularly over many weeks. So Twitter's algorithms stopped putting it on the trending topics list. In some ways, Twitter's algorithms act a lot like human news editors who are more interested in the latest news than an ongoing story, says Tarleton Gillespie, a communications professor at Cornell University.
It's going to be hard for us to think about the involvement of the algorithm in a way that we could understand the involvement of an editor, right, that might step in and say, I don't want to run this story, or I think this one's more important than that one. What does it mean that an algorithm decided that something was more important than something else?
Gillespie points to the Amazon bestseller list. In that case, it seems like a simple, unbiased calculation.
Naively, you would say, well, the most-selling book is number one, and the second-most-selling book is number two.
But a couple of years ago, there was a dust-up because all the gay books disappeared from the list. It turns out that Amazon doesn't let any adult books in its bestsellers, and someone accidentally put the gay books in that category.
It's a curated list. It's a list that will never show us if something that they or their publishers had classified as adult would ever show up there.
Everything from restaurant reviews to your friends' baby pictures to your local news is getting served up to you by an algorithm. As much as programmers may think their algorithms will deliver objective results, those calculations may be just as biased as a real human being. Laura Seidel, NPR News, San Francisco.
And you can follow this program on Twitter. We're at Morning Edition and at NPR InScape.